when David died, we'll talk about that, there are those who reflected on their friendship with him. Here's one who said that, I cannot tell you how many times I would fly back on the plane with him after meeting a potential client, and he would scribble the house on a napkin on the plane. And he would hand that napkin to the staff, and he would draw it up, and clients took that napkin and framed it and said, this is how our house started. Mm-hmm. We've kind of alluded to that earlier, but yeah. That's what would happen.
Yeah, I mean, he was always drawing. I mean, somebody just sent a picture. We were on a boat with a client on a, you know, down the Bahamas or someplace. And there's David sitting at a table drawing away on, you know, a pad of paper, sketch pad, and, you know, figuring out something for a client that needed to be organized and done. And he was always drawing. We always took paper with him and was always drawing.
Which meant there were always ideas spinning in his brain constantly.
Yeah. A lot of times it could be a new project or it was a project that was going on that needed to be something resolved. How am I going to fix this? I've got to, this, you know, we got to work this out, or, you know, there's always something.
Would he have a sketch pad by his bed and wake up in the middle of the night?
Oh, he'd get up. He'd just get up and he'd go to the desk and he'd work.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but he always, yeah, not necessarily right next to them, but he'd always.
But in the middle of the night, he could easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd find all of a sudden he'd be awake and he'd be in there working. It'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. I would say, okay.
What was his schedule like, his normal wake-up time? And
his normal wake-up time, he would usually get up like at 6 or 5. And then he would, you know, we'd go to breakfast and the day would begin. And then I would, depending on what we were doing in the evening, I'd have to usually tell him to leave. He's got to go. I'd call up his secretary. He's got to go now. He's got to go. Or I'd have to go down and get him and say, we've got to go now. Because, or, you know, we were either going to dinner or we were doing something. But he would work.
But he'd work into the night again, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He would eventually stop. But he would, yeah. And then he worked all weekend. He would go to the office all weekend. And he'd work all weekend, too. That was what he loved. That was his hobby.
Mm. Yeah. To get some of his charm, he had a habit of having his car drop him off a block away from meeting with a client so as to arrive less grandly on foot.
Yes. He would do that. He didn't want people to think that he was being something special or whatever, you know. So, and we had nice cars. We either had a Volvo or we always had Volvos, I think. But I mean, he wasn't going to have a Mercedes and we won't have that. So,
really?
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, you don't want to appear at your clients and that. He wanted them to know that he was successful, but he didn't want him to think that he was rolling in it, so to speak. And a lot of clients thought he was just, I mean, architectural expenses to build a house and the architectural fees are expensive. But that didn't all come to David. I mean, he paid a lot of salaries. Mm-hmm. But I think they thought, oh, you're just rolling in it because look at you got this percentage on this house. Well, yes, but you have overhead. You know, you've got to pay everybody's salary. You've got to give their 401k, their whatever that is, and you've got to pay their health insurance, and you have to do this and that. And David was always generous with his employees.
So he didn't want them to be staring at that Ferrari out front.
Yeah, no, he would have never, ever.
He never would have had one anyway.
No.
Right. When he would walk into a restaurant, he'd see the maitre d' and he'd get on his knees and say, will you marry me?
Yes, right. Yeah.
He'd do quirky things like that.
He always did, yeah. He'd always ask somebody to marry him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Clients and also just, you know, anybody and everybody, you know. So, and they always were just, you know, taken aback, but completely enamored of him all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
He charmed them immediately.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it could have been embarrassing for you.
Oh, I got so used to it. It's just like, oh, okay, that's what he's going to do. Right, right. I usually said, well, you're not the first.
Right. He gave birthday parties for clients' dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would just think up things to do. I mean, I can't remember any one specifically. I mean, one thing I do remember, we had our first dog was a Chow, Lily. And when she died, we had a memorial service for her. And it was at Johnny Nicholson's cafe in New York. And we were in the townhouse that his restaurant was in. And David arrived in a Chinaman's outfit with the wig and the little hat. And We had white gladiolas, I think is what you're supposed to have at a Chinese funeral. And anyway, we had invited all these people, and David arrived and was going to read her will, Lily's will. And so Lily gave, I don't know what to everybody, but everybody got something. And then you all got a, we had little framed pictures of her too as well.
He loved dogs, didn't he?
He loved dogs, and he loved having fun. He liked to... He was a great practical joker. Probably some of the things that he would do now you probably can't do or shouldn't do to employees, or, you know, it might be, not that it was politically incorrect, but, it crosses the line now that you would probably get in trouble.
Can you remember any?
Most of the things were just absolutely, he would love to go to, there was a store called Come Again, and they had sexual toys and things like that. So he would love to go and buy that, any kind of sexual toy, and leave it for some new girl employee. And, you know, if they laugh, and he knew that, you know, we're going to get along just fine. And most of the time, always they did. So, but he did that to his secretaries. And all the secretaries that he had over the years got into the game too. They loved it. I mean, David could say, would you go and do this? I need this. And they'd go and find it. And they loved, just because they thought it was so funny, and he thought it was funny, you know, but I don't think now.
Even his charm wouldn't work today, would it?
Probably not. There was one episode that he did that we had to, the lawyer came in and talked to him and said, we have to maybe stop.